AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Convicted killers David Sweat and Richard Matt used power tools to cut through steel and bricks and crawl through an underground steam pipe when they broke out of an upstate New York prison Saturday. Engineer Larry Jeffords' company has done work at the Clinton Correctional Facility and says his crews were always closely monitored.
You always had a prison guard with you. I mean, he never left your sight. And he followed the equipment, and you finished your work day, and you know all the equipment was inventoried at the end of the day, and you leave the prison.
Authorities are still trying to figure out how the two got the power tools. Governor Cuomo says investigators also are talking to several people who may have facilitated the escape. James Holmes' girlfriend was on the stand again in the trial of a man charged with the deadly 2012 movie theater shooting in Colorado.
Gargi Datta testified she and Holmes talked about his social anxiety months before the shooting.
That and some other concerns he had, I told him to go see a therapist. It might be better for him. It might help him.
And Datta told the jury at first she thought James Holmes was joking when he talked about doing something evil.
He starts talking about justice. At that point, I start thinking maybe he's serious, but it seemed very philosophical.
The district attorney says Holmes' breakup with Datta was a catalyst for the shooting. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Obama's trade bill faces a showdown vote on Capitol Hill today. Republican Congressman Dave Reichert says trade deals are key to boosting the U.S. economy.
Passage of trade promotion authority is absolutely critical to our economic growth and global leadership.
But union-backed Democrats are against the plan. Game 4 of the NBA Finals goes to Golden State, 103-82 over Cleveland. LeBron James got a nasty gash on his head when he crashed into a courtside camera, but he kept on playing. This is AP Radio News. Forecasters are warning Coloradans to brace for more severe weather as powerful storms move across the state, dropping more than 2 inches of rain in less than an hour in some places. Earlier Thursday, two people died, several injured in southeastern Colorado when a storm dust enveloped Highway 287, triggering an 11-vehicle pileup near Lamar. Presidential politics. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports Hillary Rodham Clinton plans to draw on her mother's difficult upbringing to cast herself as a fighter for ordinary Americans.
Clinton has long credited her mother with giving her a love of learning and a sense of compassion, and that will be the focus of Saturday's speech. Clinton will also pay tribute to hardworking Americans who helped the country emerge from the Great Recession. The former Secretary of State will be joined by her former president husband and her daughter, Chelsea.
Clinton will deliver the first major speech of her bid for the Democratic nomination from New York City's Roosevelt Island. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.